Tom Dabernick is joining us from Lindsay Park at Euroa in country Victoria. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
David's overseas in China. It's a big day there, isn't it?
Yes. So it's the Yulong day. And he's been once before. And so he's becoming a very big owner in Australia and investing a lot of money. And hopefully he can have a success.
Tom, he's got a strong team at the moment. It's like the old Colin Hayes days when he was at his peak. You've just got numbers of really nice horses.
Yeah, we've got wonderful depth in our, especially with our three-year-olds, and we've got some good proven sort of weight for age horses, and we look like we've got a nice crop of two-year-olds coming through. So good position to be in.
In Sydney today, well, the name on everyone's lips is this Moore Sundays. Geez, he created an impression in our trials. He looks an exciting prospect.
Yeah, well, we got him up there early with a bit of time between runs and thinking that he's a candidate for the Golden Rose. And I think that trip to Rose Hill and that trial was perfect. When he won his maiden, he sort of sat in a forward position and we rode him back in the trial and he hit the line hard. So we've got to see him do it up in class and under race pressure and but he's, for what I've seen of him, he's got the makings of a very smart horse.
Well, you said it there. He led at his race start. You dragged him back to last in his trial. What would you like to see today? Just a nice box seat position?
He's drawn a good gate, so I think I'll leave it to Kieran and hopefully we can just get him to in a good rhythm and it's an important race for him. He'd have to win it to get in the Golden Rose, I'd say.
And Tom, just on that trial, is that what you expected? I mean, when we're getting used to watching all the trials, is that what you wanted to see from Moore Sundays coming from where it was to just do it comfortably down the straight?
Yeah, he was originally trained up in New South Wales by Bjorn Baker, so he'd had the experience on the leg, but we just wanted to let him balance and see him finish off. And I guess if you're trying to develop, a horse to be getting over 1400 and all possible guineas and things like that, you've got to sort of see them. They learn a bit more sometimes if you take them back. And but look, he's a horse that just seems to cope with everything, which often good horses do. And very clean winded and beautiful action horse. And hopefully today will give everyone a bit of confidence, the horse especially, and us going forward.
Your other runner in Sydney is in the Furious Fundamentalist. She's a filly that hasn't done too much wrong throughout her career.
Never ran a bad race, and she's travelled and performed. And whilst a bit of a wider draw, I'd expect her to get back and be running on. Whether the track conditions suit her today, she's probably more on target for something like a flight or a possible 1,000 guineas. So expected to sprint well fresh, and as long as she's hitting the line today will be the main thing.
This looks a very promising staying prospect, Jamia in the first in Melbourne.
Yes, he's a lovely clean winded horse. He's drawn a good gate today and I think he'll be hard to beat.
Now, Highland Beat race two, any hope?
He's a consistent horse, but he doesn't win too often, so he'd need everything to go his way.
Semivare race three, always around the mark first up.
A bit of weight and slightly wider draw, but she's a good, tough mare, and if she gets the right run, she should be thereabouts.
Race four, Fastnet, Tempest, Seaburge, Petrolity, Muraqueb, who's the best of them?
We're well represented. Fastnet, Tempest, on his track work, he's been absolutely flying, but I think Muraqueb probably maps to get a beautiful run from gate two, and you saw him win up in Sydney through the autumn, so hopefully one of them can get the job done. It's hard to split them.
Ventura, a storm in race five?
Yeah, we've got the three in that, Cinderwind and Jackano Bay. So Ventura's, 1,700 first up. I think he'll improve into the prep, but he's certainly, he's a classy galloper, so it wouldn't surprise. Cinderwind's coming off a two-mile win, and but he's a winner at Caulfield over a mile. He'll go well fresh. And Jackano Bay is an old, tough horse that never runs a bad race. So even though the track's good for, there's been a little bit of rain, so those sort of conditions suit him.
He's been a beauty, hasn't he? What is he, 11-year-old now?
Yeah. So he started with Guy Walter, so you probably would have remembered him up there. But he's a credit to the owners. He's a very healthy horse, and clearly by his race record, he's very sound.
We'll get into some quality here, Al Merton. Now, what is the stable thought? What impression has he given your stable?
Yeah, the impression he gives me is beautiful action horse. Definitely, the class is there. He should get a good run today. Stable mate Tony Nicone's got that sort of race fitness with a couple of wins and sits forward. But I'd expect Al Merton to be, hitting the line very hard. And once again, it's hard to split them. But what I could see of him in Sydney in that lead up to the Golden Slipper, he's clearly a talented horse, and hopefully he can make the transition as a 3-year-old.
Vega Magic, he obviously be hard to beat. He was brilliant last start.
Yeah, he won that very well in a set of blinkers. We've taken them off at the 14. He won this race last year, and hopefully we can win it again on Roach of the Everest.
Race 8, Furyk, didn't come up last prep. Happy with her?
She had a little wind up, so an entrapped epiglottis. This is a tough race. I expect her to run well, but she should improve into the prep.
Looks a lovely race for Catchy first up.
Yeah, she's got good Caulfield form. She's won $1.9 million in state money. She's very good filly. Just not sure. We'll see how the track's racing by race 9, whether gate 1's the right spot to be, but... she never runs a bad race either.
Ellie Zoom's a sharp mare, if right.
Yeah, just that gate 19, the 1200 at Caulfield, you can draw a wide gate and perform. But first run for our stable, and we'll learn a bit more about her after today.
Okay. Well, you bet you're looking forward to this. A strong team in two states.
Yes, we've got good chances. Hopefully we can start the day well with more Sundays than Jermaine and Caulfield. And I remember last year we had a shocking day up until the Memsey, and then we won the last three races. So that's what can happen.
Beauty.
Right. And Tom, I've got to ask you about Fred Kersley, the jock. He's going to be based in Sydney under guidance of yourself. I know he's obviously the team have spoken about it, and you just feel it's the time that he can spread his wings to Sydney and New South Wales?
Yes, he's a talented rider, and got sent to us over from Perth, and he sort of hit the ground running here in Melbourne. We just thought that... it would be a place for him in Sydney, and also, Melbourne sort of use claimers regularly. I know Sydney's a little bit of a different ball game, but we thought that certainly while the spring carnival's on in Melbourne, having him based in Sydney might give him some opportunities.
I think it's a masterstroke. Yep. I think it's a masterstroke because, he'll show his face around why our carnival's still on. And then, like you said, the Melbourne spring will start, and we'll be a bit quieter here, and we're looking for apprentices. And he's a talented young man.
Yeah, horses run for him. And, I remember when Brendan Abdullah went up there in a similar sort of position, and he obviously you've got to give them the opportunities, and the rest is up to them. But it's... certainly a good opportunity for him, and hopefully he can make the most of it.
Yeah, for sure. Peter Newcomb is his manager, and he starts today, and he'll be in Sydney for 10 weeks at this stage. We'll wait and see how it all unfolds. Tom, thank you for all that. Good luck with the large team.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Duff.